This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In animal lore, elephants famously never forget. Now a study published in the British Royal Society's Biology Letters finds evidence that may be true, and it might help save elephants from climate change drought. The study is from the Wildlife Conservation Society of New York and the Zoological Society of London, but the research was carried out in Tanzania in East Africa, where we've reached one of the scientists, Charles Foley. Hello, Charles Foley. What is your data here? This goes back to a study actually from 1993?
In 1993, in Tarangire National Park, which is where the study was done, there was a severe drought. And in fact, the drought lasted for 2 years, and there was very little food to eat, and many animals of various different species died at that time. Many of the elephants left the national park, but not all of them. And the ones that stayed behind suffered very heavily. 40% of all the infants less than five died during that drought.
These elephants they're in family groups or kinds of clans. So one clan stayed in the park and two other clans left, and these groups had much better survival rates. And you noticed these groups were led by older females, old enough so that they were alive when a previous drought had occurred 35 years earlier.
When the family groups in the clans that had left the park, when they returned, we were amazed to find that the majority of them still had their infants. In fact, they had suffered less than 10% infant mortality. The key feature differentiating the two clans that left the park and the third clan that remained was that these clans that left had several older females in their late 30s, mid-40s, that would probably have survived, have been about 5 or 10 years old during the previous drought of that magnitude.
So you hypothesize from this that these elephants would have remembered the location of water holes or places outside their normal boundary where they might have gone 35 years earlier. Isn't that an awful long time for them to have retained this memory?
There's going to be strong selection pressure on these animals to actually have those excellent memories. Droughts in East Africa have a periodicity of about 45 to 50 years. And females that can survive those two droughts and remember where they went in the previous drought are going to be very well placed to lead their family group to safe areas, to drought refuge areas where they can find food and water.
You've been studying elephants for quite a long time.
Well, it's been 15 years now since I've been working in Tarangire National Park. And we know about 800 elephants individually, and we follow over 30 family groups.
So you must have encountered this idea of elephant memory before. Still, the idea of being able to remember a single trip that occurred 30, 35 years earlier, does that surprise you about elephants?
Yes and no. They remain with a family group for a very long time. The young males don't leave the families until they're about 8 to 10 years old. And that suggests that they have an awful lot of learning to do. And elephants appear to show post-reproductive survival. Most animals in the animal kingdom, they die quite quickly after they stop reproducing, at least the females do. The very few animals that appear to really survive for long periods after they stop reproducing are orca whales, pilot whales, and possibly elephants.
This clan that remained in the park and didn't leave, it was led by younger females because there was this wave of poaching in the 70s and 80s. And so the older females in that group, they'd all been killed for their tusks.
Poaching is a selective process. The poachers obviously want to shoot the animals with the biggest tusks. So they first of all eliminate the old males, and then they turn their attention to the females, and they shoot the old ones. They target the old females and the matriarchs. What happens is that if you have a very heavily poached population, you may end up with no females or no individuals in the population over the age of 30. In Tarangire, what happened was that some of the family groups had remained inside the national park at the height of the poaching and still retained relatively normal age structures, we could really look at these groups and see what did it mean to be led by an old matriarch or a young matriarch.
You're very concerned about this at the moment. I mean, as you write in the paper, the reason you undertake going through this data now is climate change is already producing more severe, more frequent droughts in East Africa. So if these elephants are to survive, the memory of where these waterholes are is going to be very important.
That is going to be a real problem for the wildlife. What I imagine we'll find is that it's those family groups that have the older matriarchs which are best placed to survive this. Because one of the interesting things that this study has brought to light is the fact that the impacts of something like poaching can be greatly ameliorated if a few old females are retained in the population. But equally, the converse is true. If a few of those old females are lost, it will impact not just their family group, but may impact many other animals in their clans or in the entire population. As climate change takes grip, these animals are going to become more and more important in their populations.
Charles Foley is a researcher with the Wildlife Conservation Society, speaking with us from his elephant study site in Tanzania. Charles, thank you.
Thank you.